Hello, everyone. My name is Rich Hutt, and I am a recovering compulsive eater, one day at a time, thanks to my higher power. This program. And you. And each one of those is very, very important to me. So thank you very much indeed. I was joking before the session that if it all gets too much, then just send some messages across and I'll stop talking. But I'll talk for, I don't know, up to 20 minutes. Ella Fitzgerald. If they asked me, I could write a book. Yeah, it's a good track to start with. Right. So, how do we want to do this? Every time I do a chair, it's always different. What do you want me to do today? Did you have some fun? Did you have some fun? Yeah, let's have some fun. Okay. I'm looking at some people I recognize, which is lovely. Thank you for turning up. Thank you for the people who I haven't met before. Yeah, let's do something really out. We might do something really outrageous, actually. Yeah. I think that might be quite good. To put it into perspective, so probably I'd start by saying I am a compulsive eater, therefore I am. That is the thing which has defined me all my life, and has had such a profound effect on me. My journey has been many and varied. But if I start from where I am now, as a result of really getting the program finally, after, wait for it, 27 years, a couple of years ago, I have freedom from food obsession. I've been abstinent for about 2 years, and I'm going to walk backwards because basically all I ever knew for the 27 years that I was in LA before a couple of years ago, before 2024, beginning of 2024, was white knuckle abstinence, where because I still tried to control my food, and by comparison, I first went into a 12-step program. I went into treatment, taken off the road in '97. Went in there for work and for food. Didn't want to confess my drugs or my alcohol or anything else. And pretty soon after getting out of treatment in '97, my drinking and my drugging had got pretty much out of control, so I stopped them. And so I've been clean and sober for 27, 28, 9 years, whatever it basically might be. But I never did that with the food. With the food, I still tried to control it. And I have a really loving higher power, who I call Godster because it's a bit more folksy than God. Let's see if I can make you lot smile. Come on it. And I call it Godster, a very, very, very lovely thing, whatever it basically might be, apart from the most uncompromising thing that I've ever known, because it's 100% surrender. It's not 99%. It's not even 99.99%. It's 100%. My problem with being a compulsive eater, which is the most shameful thing in the whole wide world, I don't know. Yeah, probably being an axe-wielding homicidal maniac is not quite as bad as being fat and being a compulsive eater. And I've hated myself for it all my life. But basically, my story is, and I can hear it, well, why can't you just eat one? And so for many years, after I'd been exposed to the program, I was in this coulda, woulda, shoulda world, which is maybe I could do it myself. I should be able to do this myself, and I want to do it myself because, warning, 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 food was my friend. Food was the thing which I had helped me get through my life until a couple of years ago. It was the center of my universe. It was the thing which I used to block my feelings, to comfort myself, to reward myself, or whatever, right? To escape feelings. It was the only thing which I, it's the earliest thing which I came into in my life to actually help me blunt feelings. So I'm both a compulsive eater, which is like if I start doing this sort of stuff over here, I won't be able to stop. But I'm also an emotional eater. And this was probably one of my biggest problems, which is the fact that, my emotions will drag me back to the food. Because the emotions become too unbearable. And obviously, if I go into certain types of food, then I'm just not coming out. But to me, it's more than being a compulsive eater, it's also being an emotional eater. So that is my story. And so I never surrendered to Godster. I never surrendered to higher power. My higher power originally, obviously, because you get a religious background, was involved in saving the world or building the world in 7 days, and certainly didn't have enough bandwidth to work out what I was sticking in my mouth. Okay, but then again, that's me judging my higher power by my human standards, right? And it's not. It's whatever that is. It's not. And on my journey, when people started saying to me things like, "I'm getting to my stride now, by the way. I've had a bit of a hectic morning." God, we'll talk about that in a minute. It's like someone would say to me, "Oh, well, God knows how many hairs you've got on your head and mine." What? God knows how many grains of sand there are. Yeah, I mean, and these things helped me to actually go away and get any kind of comprehension that it was just something beyond mine. So there might just be a whopper thin chance that I could give my higher power, my food, and could save my life. It's and so much of life has become the most amazing stuff. And it's just, I mean, I'm just awash with promises. I want you to understand, like, my life is just simply completely wonderful. I'm 64. I've just had the best year of my life, right? Okay, so I'm 2 years into it. We'll have a bit of fun.
Minute.
Yeah, we'll definitely have some fun. We're going to break some rules. It's always good to break rules. Yeah, OA can be a bit ruley, and I'll tell you my story. So anyway, what happened was that for 27 years, let's get to the point. I was very big. Okay, so for the first people that want to know, oh, you ate that. Oh, what's he know about it? Because he's thin. I was just under 20 stone in 97. I couldn't fit into an aircraft seat. Okay. I lost weight in the early days, as I started, because I had no concept of eating 3 meals a day, and I've got some dreadful food behaviors. I do all the things which you'd expect: nick food, take food out of bins, whatever stories about that. But anyway, I for the last 10 years, up to about the end of 2023, I lost 4,000 pounds in weight. The problem was it was the same 4,000 pounds because I'm a binger, a restrictor, and a hoarder, as well as being a bulimic and an anorexic, but not so much these days. So I would go through a weekly cycle of blowing it at the weekend, okay, putting on about 8 or 9 pounds, getting on my best friend in the whole wide world, which I used to take with me, my scales, just take her on holiday with me, get on scales on a Monday morning and be 8 or 9 pounds up. And then I would ruthlessly restrict and compulsively exercise and get down to the magic weight on the Friday, 11 stone three, do, 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 because my weight is my worth. Then I'd blow it all over again at the weekend and we'd start again on the Monday. Oh my God. And I got to a situation where I got the gift of desperation. And I'm, you probably worked out by now, I'm sort of like right around the spectrum. I'm OCD, I'm dyslexic, I'm innumerate, I am Asperger's or highly functioning autistic, and I'm also ADHD. So I'm all over the fucking shop, right? Absolutely all over. I'm number obsessed, number obsessed. The worst thing happened to me, right? But and I make up shit, right? I can make up stuff. So every morning, right, I G-O-D, get on doorstep for those people who are from the north of England, like me. Okay, get on doorstep. But what I had in the first instance was G-O-D, which is the gift of desperation. Shock, horror, nightmare scenario. I lost the ability to restrict, which was God's gift to me, but what actually at the time felt like the biggest nightmare known to mankind. Couldn't stop eating. Couldn't stop eating. I put on about a stone in 6 days. My family was watching me, and I just like got all these pots of pots of things around me, right? And I was just doing it. And if I was green, right, I was the Incredible Hulk. I was literally just bursting out stuff. Okay. I don't know how long I've taken so far. Have I spent 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Trevor,
Yeah.
you have 7 minutes left.
7 minutes left. Right. Okay. Good. 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 So I came through the doors of OA again, having regarded myself as being part of OA for 20 odd years since 97, gone through this, and I came through the doors at 2024, beginning of 2024, desperate, desperate. Gee, come here. Come here. Right. And I asked this guy to be my sponsor. Yo! You're supposed to go and look for somebody who's got the right kind of thing that you want, right? Okay. So I thought he was really good looking and he was getting on across a 4x4 motorcycle, right? And I'm into bikes. So that was my rationale for going for him was a motorbike. And I want to pay tribute to what happened because connection is the opposite of addiction. And I tried to do this program on my own all my life. I didn't want to have anything to do with any of you lot because you are dangerous. You will hurt me and I will isolate from you to keep myself safe. You have to understand that, okay? I'm looking at somebody from Sri Lanka there. Basically, I just hung on to G and said, look, even if you sponsor me for a day, please help me. Now, this was the change. This was the change, right? When I acknowledged that I couldn't do it on my own. Now, he was just very, lovely and said, right, okay, write me a list of your red foods. But I had to write out the list of my red food behaviors because buffets, over-ordering, hiding food around the house. I mean, I'm a junkie with regard to food. Sorry, say something. No. And I got abstinent almost immediately. by doing the thing which I just told him to go away and come. If you have one swear word every Christmas, I told him to fuck off, basically. He told me to send me in his food, send in my food plan. No, we don't do things like that. Okay, but it's God going, surrender, surrender, surrender. Give me 100% and I'll give you the world. And that's what's happened. And I have the world. I'm just awash with promises. So much love. But for anybody that's new to this, I have to tell you some really bad news because you may as well not turn up, right? If you don't buy into this, the steps are a means to an end, in my experience. And the end is self-love. And if you're not prepared to go and love yourself unconditionally, like God loves me unconditionally, no point. Yeah, we can go and do the steps 150 million times. You meet people like that. But if you're not prepared to actually love yourself unconditionally and regard the fact that you are not a mistake and nothing happens in God's world by mistake, you won't get there because this program is not a diet club. It's about spiritual awakening. And I never got my spiritual awakening until I got abstinent, until I surrendered. And then everything changed. And it's a really frightening place to be. I was terrified of losing control because I had been highly successful all my life controlling everything. Made lots of money, great family, whatever it basically might be, controlled it all. And now I don't. And today is just like completely chaotic. I was late for this meeting. I haven't got myself cleaned up. Sorry, but then I'm not. Because we hadn't got two foodstuffs in the house, which I don't care about. I don't care about food is just nutrition to me now. It's just irrelevant. It's not the center of my universe. So I went out trying to find these two foodstuffs, which I've done. And ironically, I'll leave it here. You know, a few years ago,
2 minutes
the
left.
absence of, oh, right, okay. The absence of those two foodstuffs would have been the end of the world. Right, because the center of my universe was food, not my family, whatever base it might be. It's like whatever. Geez, shelling them at the moment. And you know, just to bring it to, so I have got connected to all of you lovely people, right? You are people who I love to get on the meetings with. I get onto the early bird calls at 7 o'clock every day. That is the anchor point of my life, whether I'm at festivities, you know, with bands, I've become a rock star through the program, which is completely unexpected in terms of some of the stuff that I do. I don't look the same, I don't sound the same. Yeah, and I really do love being me, and that is the difference. I used to get up thinking, please, can I be anybody else other than me? And these days, I wake up and thinking, got another chance to be me. Oh. And that is just like great. So I hope you get a hit off this because it's just like a constant dopamine rush. But the hard thing to for me in my journey has to remember that basically I can spend a lot of my time in my familiar hell. Oh God. Feels it's familiar, it's comfortable. When I get into the unfamiliar heaven, it's all this feels a bit weird. You know, when it first happened, my wife said to me, my beloved wife, who's just like gorgeous and gorgeous, said, we were sat on a bench and I was wiggling my ass. And she said, why are you wiggling your ass like this? I said, well, I'm feeling good. I love you all. I love all of you unconditionally, even if I've never met you. Because that's the way it is.